In front of several hundred Dallas Chamber of Commerce members, Treasury Secretary Geithner said his most important task is improving the economy. He said that means reforming the tax structure without sacrificing military strength or health and retirement security for seniors.
We don't think we can do that as a nation without some modest increase in the effective tax rate paid by the most fortunate Americans.
Geithner said that means raising taxes for the country's 2% of the highest income earners while preserving cuts for middle-class Americans. He said the Obama administration also wants to reduce overall corporate taxes from 35% to 28%. In exchange, some business tax loopholes would disappear. Retired oil and gas man Ross Branyan expects big Texas energy giants will fight back.
Oil companies, of course, like their deductions and are saying that any increase will eliminate jobs.
Accountant Glenn Stinchcomb isn't convinced Geithner's plans will work.
If you invest in oil and gas, you've got a big investment there, and it takes a long time to get the return on it. But you're paying the tax on the return. Many times, you don't get the deductions that need to be there to make it more level for a long-range benefit.
Geithner says there is actually bipartisan support for much of what he hopes to do. But congressional votes may not be there in this election year.
We have an economy that's gradually getting stronger, but we have a lot of risks ahead of us still. The biggest risk we face still is that politics get in the way of sensible, pragmatic, creative economic solutions for the economy. And that is very important, not just for the long run, but it's very important as we look ahead to the end of this year.
Geithner says Congress needs to act, and soon, but he's not sure it will. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.